All right. Well, you know, I think yesterday's lesson about keeping your pipeline filled and following up is probably one of the most important things that you can do to keep your business moving forward. And because all things prior to that lead up for you to be able to do that. You have to plan your list in order to follow up with somebody. You got to form a relationship in order to follow up with somebody. So you got to have a why in order to have the courage to talk to people. And so it's probably one of the most important lessons. And then anything from the keeping your pipeline filled is what also perpetuates everything else moving forward from there. And so it's a really super important lesson, guys. And I just think if you find your business not in a place where you want it to be, that's certainly one measurement that you can take. You know, is my pipeline filled? How many people do I have in motion? And, you know, how do I get those people in motion? What am I doing with them? Are they really truly in motion, or is it just fluffy conversations? Like Liz says, is it to the point where I can count it as somebody in motion, or am I just starting conversations? And being able to be honest with yourself and know where you are can make a huge difference. So I want to move on to some thoughts I have today. Last Saturday on the call, I talked about a little bit about the mere urgency effect. And it was kind of a teaser for today's call. And I want to talk about winning your week by Tuesday. Because it seems like, especially, you know, with everything that's happened in the last couple of years, I believe this has become a human thing. It's that, you know, time floats by and we look back and go, where did that time go? It's like driving down the freeway on autopilot and all of a sudden you realize, man, did I pass anybody? Or even if you're going down the road, did I run a red light? I mean, you've been on autopilot all that time, but you're not sure what you got accomplished. And that mere urgency effect, it's our tendency, and this is human nature. I get caught in this all the time. Just ask Steve. He will tell you the tendency to prioritize urgent over non-urgent, even though the non-urgent have significantly higher payoffs. You know, Dwight Eisenhower, he had a quote. He said, I have two kinds of problems, the urgent and the important. And the urgent are not important, and the important are never urgent. I'm going to say that one more time. I have two kinds of problems, the urgent and the important. The urgent are not important, and the important are never urgent. Now, that's really a black and white statement because there are some in between. Sometimes the important really are urgent, and sometimes the urgent are the important. But the long-term important, the things like building your limitless business, they're important. But if you don't talk to a new person today, that's no big deal, right? It's like, Steve, you'll use the analogy of brushing your teeth every day. If for some reason you lose your toothbrush, you whatever, you swish out with water, you do whatever. I mean, if you don't brush your teeth, if you miss a day, your teeth aren't going to fall out. But if you miss day after day after day, you're going to have some problems with your teeth. And it's the same with your limitless business. So sometimes the important really are urgent. You have to pay attention to something. But oftentimes, the things that we focus on are not the things that are going to give us the long term. And the funny part is, the busier we get, the stronger that mere urgent effect becomes. And we can spiral just with along with human nature. I mean, so many of us. And that's why we have so many people that are stressed, they're tired, they can't sleep, they don't feel like they're getting anywhere in their life. And you add on top of it what we've all gone through in the last couple of years, where we don't feel like we have control over our lives. There's so much going on in the outside world. And so, you know, our mental health becomes sacrificed because we don't feel like we really have control, and all the other things that come with that. The flip side to that is we learn to prioritize the important. We learned it, that we really can take back control. So it's the most important focus to combat the mere urgent effect is to choose leverage, to choose to do things in your life that are going to make your life better. Now, of course, at Limitless, we believe we have the ultimate choice for leverage, but there's little things you can do in your life that will give you better leverage. You can, if you have a bunch of little errands you have to run, you can combine them and put them together. There's lots of things you can do to choose leverage in your life to give you a better return on the time that you spend in your life. But our ultimate choice of choosing leverage is limitless. And the ultimate display of the potential of that leverage is the Limitless Demonstrator. We all have shared experiences with, you know, what we've put in those numbers and the ability to dream and imagine. And, you know, almost every single time you show that to a new person, their response is a little bit of shock, like a wow factor. Like, wow, I think I can do that. The numbers I gave you, I can do that. And that's the return I can get. And so our leveraged opportunity and our ability to share that is, it's so powerful. And so, you know, every person on this call, we're already choosing leverage. We already know the concept of leverage. We already know that even our products will leverage someone's life. You know, it's like the fuel pack. We know that will leverage someone's life. If they'll take it the right way every single day, it will leverage their life. Our skinny sticks will leverage someone's life. Glycerin will leverage someone's life. You know, shape your body. All of our Find Your Limitless packs, all of our products will leverage someone's life. But even more importantly, our business opportunity will leverage someone's life. So how do you execute on leverage? That's why we're here. I would imagine that if I talked to every single one of you in a one-on-one situation, all of you would have a feeling that you would like to execute more on the Limitless Demonstrator than what you have in your life right now. I would imagine almost every single one of you feels like there's more leverage to be had to make that Limitless Demonstrator come true. So how do you execute on that leverage, right? I mean, little things, the daily call, the daily challenges. How can you get yourself to execute on those? And, you know, oftentimes we tease that we have crickets. You know, Liz is like, I better not have any crickets tomorrow or I'm going to start calling on people, right? And so how do you execute on leverage? Well, number one, you need to paint that leverage for yourself often, right? You need to visit that so it's ingrained. That's your why. But more importantly, the best way to execute on your leverage is to paint that leverage for other people. And how do you paint that leverage? You find out what their hot buttons are. You do all the things that we're showing in our daily call. You have to paint that leverage for other people, and there are going to be some who will get that. So I'm in my quest to say, yes, guys, you can win your week by Tuesday. You actually have to make a plan. You have to plan your week, and I'm going to suggest that you create a super fun planning session. I read something this week about a husband and wife team, and they decided that they were going to make their planning session something really awesome. And they actually, I mean, this is a couple that lives all over the world, and they've figured out how to live their life the way they want. But one of the things they did, that when they figured out this planning session and how important it was when they happened to be 2 weeks in Paris, and they found this really awesome cafe in Paris, and they would go there and they'd get their cups of coffee and they would do everything and they would plan out their week, but then they would spend the rest of the day or the rest of that, you know, 3-4 hours in that, you know, that was their planning time, and then they would enjoy the rest of the plan. They would get it planned and then they would enjoy their day, and they made their planning session something special that they actually ended up looking forward to. And they did it on Saturday mornings. And they would prioritize the things that were most important to them that gave them leverage in their life. And that was the thing they focused when they had the best energy by Monday and Tuesday of the week. And they made sure that every single week, whatever their leverage thing that they chose, they made sure they prioritized that first, not the things that were getting in their way. And so they had to take some steps in order to do that. They had to remove the resistance of planning their week, and how they did that was they chose a time that they dedicated to themselves every single week, same time every single week, and they planned out what they wanted. They had a 2-week horizon, and they would look at what was going on in the next 2 weeks of their lives. They would clean up their calendar. They would make sure that they were prioritizing the leverage first, and then they you know, they would make sure that they stuck to with their planning sessions. And by Tuesday of each week, they had taken a giant step towards their long-term leveraged plan. And by every single week, they would look back, every Saturday, they would look back and go, okay, did we get things done by Tuesday, and then fill in the rest. And then they felt great looking forward to their planning session because they knew they'd gotten the most important tasks done, and then they were able to fill in any other stuff that they wanted to do towards that leveraged, what they wanted to do to leverage their life. And every single week they would look back and look at a lesson that they could learn, and then they would move on with their next week. And so that's the removing the resistance of making that plan and planning what they were going to do, specific things they were going to do by Tuesday, that took them one step further towards their leverage. And I think that's something, you know, I see this happening to ourselves, you know, even with the daily challenges. We don't get those done. Life gets away. I hear often some of us say, man, I can't believe all of a sudden my day is gone and it's afternoon or it's time to cook dinner and I didn't get the things done for my limitless business that I really wanted to. And so that's, you know, that's the main thing I wanted to really cover today is you have to choose leverage. And the best way to execute on choosing that leverage is to paint that picture of leverage with other people. And if you'll keep that picture in your mind, I'm painting leverage with other people. Now, there's some things that are going to get in your way. There's something called limiting truths and higher truths. Okay, so a limiting truth, it's still a truth, but it limits your mind. So I'm going to give you some real easy ones, and I want you guys to throw out some limiting truths. Like, for instance, a limiting truth might be, well, you know, some people think network marketing is kind of, you know, some people don't like network marketing. If you try and approach them with it, they're going to go, oh, well, that's just that Amway, Scamway, or whatever it might be. And so that might be a truth, that there are people out there that have a perception about network marketing. That's the limiting truth. But what's the higher truth? The higher truth is, when done properly, I would not choose any other way to move my life forward financially or, you know, with my time or with anything in my life. I wouldn't choose any other way. I've owned a traditional business, and that traditional business owned me. I've worked for someone else, and that boss owned me, right? There isn't any better way, when it's done right, that I would choose. That's the higher truth, right? And the limiting truth is maybe there's nobody out there that's going to listen to me. The higher truth is if I know my why, and I know that I wouldn't choose any other way, and I have a way that I can paint leverage for somebody else. That's the higher truth, and I will find that army of people that are out there that want what I have. So give me some other ideas, guys, of limiting truths. You know, maybe it's what's going on in the world today. What are the limiting truths right now in today's world that you believe they're true, but you allow them to be a limit on how you can move forward in your business? Anybody have some ideas that they can throw out?
I think for a lot of people, it's time.
Time. They don't know it. Money, right. I don't have enough money. Gas prices are high. Oh, my gosh, inflation. Oh, my gosh, right? Do you know historically network marketing does better in tougher times than it does when times are really good? Now, that might seem counterintuitive, but it's true because if you can truly paint the leverage, then people can, if you can paint that picture, they can do it. And one of the things I really love about our opportunity is we're our own economic system, right? I talk about this a lot. We show our 773 in the Limitless Demonstrator, right? And that's if people are doing their 350. That's buy two packs a month. Use one for yourself. Get one for somebody else. Well, on the outset, people might say, well, I can't afford 350. Out the outset, they might say, I don't have $950 or I don't have $500. Okay, that's the outset. But when you can truly show them what they can do and how they can get that back, I mean, how many people are buying houses in the highest housing market? Why is the housing market so high? Because people are willing to pay, right? Those are limiting truths, but what's the higher truth? Cindy, what's the higher truth about time? And Liz, what's the higher truth about money? What's a higher truth you can pick about when someone says, I don't have enough time? What's the higher truth?
I feel like if people only understood, you know, that time, everybody's going to miss some time. They're going to miss some things. But with a lot of effort, I think people don't realize how much time they waste. And many, many times I see and I think, oh my gosh, if you would have just invested that 1 hour the right way, you know, what it could have done to your business. Or if you would have taken a chance and used that time to benefit, you know, making those calls, doing what's expected in a business. I had that traditional business. I had 7 of them. I totally understand what a nightmare my life turned out like.
That's true. What's the higher truth on money, Liz?
Well, and I also think time is a big one. Money is that people think it as a, you know, a subtraction. They're subtracting if you do it right, it's an addition. You actually will make money. If you go out there and talk to people, you can not only get back what you put in, but you can then make money. So their thought process is, oh, I'm going to spend money and it's going to cost me money every month. Instead of going out there, yeah, but if you share it, you're going to make money, and you'll make not only what you need to make to cover your own costs, but you'll make more. And that's kind of the same thing with time, is that people really don't realize that money buys you time. If you make more money, then if you make enough money, you don't have to work at your job. You could actually, you know, you could actually forego the job that you have because you can make enough money to let go of that job, and that can buy you more time. So it's a combination of things, which it has done for me, that it has bought me, you know, that I didn't have to work as much at the salon, which that takes you're there. You can't leave. You have to be there. So I know that for, you know, firsthand. But those definitely are massive limiting beliefs, and I think especially right now.
Sorry, my phone died.
Oh, there you are. You're back.
I'm back.
So I have a little quote I want to share with you. The pessimist complains about the wind. Right? The optimist expects it to change, but the realist adjusts the sails. That's a quote by William Arthur Ward. I love that quote because I think, you know, I mean, I'm all three of those on any given day, on any different situations in my life. And I have to stop and evaluate. Am I being a pessimist about the wind? Am I being an optimist and just expecting it to change but really not doing anything about it? Or can I be a realist and adjust the sails? And I think no matter where life goes, I mean, we've all been getting tossed back and forth, like I said, you know, and we can look back and we can have our woulda, shoulda, couldas, and we can talk about the wind, or we can adjust our sails. Guys, there is so much opportunity right now, right this minute. People want what we have. People need what we have. There's, you know, even inside our network marketing, you know, channel or industry, I don't really like to call it an industry because it's not an industry. It is, but it's a channel. And there's lots of companies that choose that channel. Referral marketing is so powerful in today's world. And yet there's an opportunity because, you know, there's a whole new group of people out there that maybe have never really attached themselves to referral marketing or understand the real power of what referral marketing can do. And all the ding-dong deals that we've all seen, those of us that have been tied to this type of channel marketing for all these years, we've seen all kinds of ding-dong deals, ding-dong products, ding-dong comp plans, ding-dong, ding-dong, ding-dong. And truly, and I know I'm biased, but I believe every single person on this phone call will agree, we have everything that it takes to combat all that ding-dongness and move forward with a fresh perspective on what referral marketing can really be for people in their lives. We have the products that work. We have a comp plan that pays. And we have an opportunity that's second to none. No one out there has the leveraged opportunity that we have. No one out there has the tools that we have to make it, to present it. The only thing we don't have are the people. Right? That's what we don't have. And that's your opportunity. That is your open slate. that you have every single morning when you wake up. And you need to get to that point that Terry's lesson was yesterday. How many people do you have in motion? What is stopping you from getting those people in motion? Is it distractions? Is it how are you triaging your task list, your life? Life gets in the way, right? And are you triaging? I didn't realize until I read this week that the whole power of triage came from a doctor in the Neapolitan times during the war. And it's because they had to try and learn how to save lives. They were just taking them in as life came at them. If someone had a hurt finger, they treated that hurt finger while the next person in line was bleeding out. And so that's when triage, the whole point to triage was, you know, choosing the people that could be saved and get back in, and the people who could wait to be saved. It wasn't life-threatening, you know, they could wait. The people who could be saved and get back out, and those that couldn't be saved, they had to let them go, and they had to make these decisions, and that was a moral difficulty. Well, you can triage that with your life, with all the tasks that you have in your life, letting go of the ones that aren't going to make a difference yet in your leveraged opportunity. Cherishing your leverage opportunity is like cherishing life, and being able to choose, you know, make your plans on Saturday. What's the most important things that I can get done that I want to do? And if I don't want to do them, you know, what can I do to gamify them, make them fun? And so that by Tuesday, if you've made your plan on Saturday or Friday afternoon, and by Tuesday you've done the biggest task you can do on your week to leverage yourself towards your long-term limitless demonstrator. Guys, week after week after week can go by, month after month. Month-end close can come, and, you know, the pressure builds as the month comes along. The pressure builds, and month-end close is either going to be, oh, man, I'm glad I did, or I wish I had, or, wow, where did that month go? What did I miss? And you get to make that choice every single day. And so my challenge to you is, what can you do to make your plans on the weekend, whether it's Friday or Saturday? What can you do to truly calendar out what you need to do, not just try to fit it in when it comes to mind? What can you do to calendar out? You know, we've talked in the past, when someone puts out a daily challenge, what can you do to get that challenge done before the day is out so that you can return and report the next morning? And what can you do to make sure that every single week you're doing something towards your limitless business? What are your, in your planning session, what are your limiting truths? And what is the higher truth that you can get over to make that happen? So choose your Saturday, choose your time, make it the Paris Cafe. What can you do to make that a time that's special for yourself or with your family? And what can you do to get the most important things done by Tuesday? So I want to hear your ideas tomorrow. Because, guys, limitless demonstrator, our leverage is staring us right in the face. And if not us, then who is going to come out of this last two-year mix? Who's going to be the next generation of network marketing companies that take it to the next level? And that's the sweetheart deal is waiting for us. And the world is ready for a leverage opportunity like limitless. And so if not us, then who? So think about that tomorrow, and let's have some sharing time in the morning. Thanks, everybody.
Great job, Milan.
Great call, Milan. Thank you
Thanks,
so much.
Milan. Great job.
Great pretty
good. Thank you so much.
Great call.
Milan, where did you read that about that those people that planned on Saturday and stuff? That's very interesting to me.
It's in a book. I'll get the name of it. It's a book called Winning Your Week.
Oh, okay, yeah.
And it's an excellent, I mean, it's a very detailed book about dissecting your life and dissecting your week, dissecting your calendar. It's very, very detailed.
That's exactly what I struggle with. I need to look at that. I'll look it up.
It asks for the hard things. It really does.
We all need it.
Yeah.
It really dissects the hard things, but it's an excellent.
I get very frustrated because the time goes, and I didn't do what I wanted to do. So
yeah, it's an excellent book.
And I've And I've tried calendaring and all this kind of stuff, and I don't know.
That's the very thing they talk about in the book. They say, you know what, that's what everybody says. That's human nature, by the way. So there's, you're not broken. You're human. And it's human nature for all of us. And I'm the worst offender. Ask Steve. I get tossed by the
coronavirus. Don't ask me anything about Melin. I'm not going to incriminate.
No. Perfect.
I am the
worst offender of this. So I'm committed. The reason I'm teaching this is because I also know if I learn something and I turn around and I teach it, that's the best way for me to learn it. And I am committed. I'm going to win my week by every Tuesday from this point forward.
Oh, my gosh. Just how freeing would that feel to have your goals done?
It takes time.
Name that book again.
It's called Winning Your Week. It's the Winning Week Method. Winning the Week.
Winning the
Week.
Thank you.